that sheet music was actually a piece called 4 minutes and 33 seconds by a composer called John Cage. And we didn't ask him to play the entire piece because it is actually silence for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. It's written by John Cage, and the idea of it is to ask audiences to listen to silence with as much focus and concentration as they would listen to any other piece of music. John Cage wanted audiences to experience silence in a powerful way. So today we're going to be continuing our Proverbs series, and this morning we're thinking about when it is wise to be silent, when it is wise to refrain from speaking. So our headline is, there is strength in silence. So during our time together, there's a chance for you to join in with drawing. So on the tables over there, anyone who would like to, your challenge is to draw or write examples of when silence might be a good choice. So when refraining from speech is a good, wise choice. But to start with, I've got a question which I'd like all of us to talk about. Have you ever said something you later wished you hadn't? Have a chat about that for a few minutes. All right. Okay. I'm sure we've all got stories of times when we've spoken and said things that afterwards we regret. I won't get you to share yours, but I do have one of my own to share with you. So let me tell you a story. On Wednesday evening, I sat down at my laptop to write this talk. And I was gathering my thoughts, doing some reading, doing some praying, typing things out. It was all going well. John was across the room from me. He was sitting on the sofa with his feet up. To be fair, he did have a sprained ankle, so one foot had to be up. And I was finishing up writing for the evening when my mum phoned me, and I was talking on the phone to her whilst quickly doing a bit of finishing off. As I was saying goodbye to my mum, I began to shut down my computer. So I was feeling great, ready to go and join John on the sofa, have a cup of tea. And then, without realizing, without reading, because of doing two things at once, speaking and clicking, I clicked on a button without reading it. Don't save. Oh no, say it loud. Oh no. And I'm no good at technology, so I just panicked. And what followed was about an hour of late night panicking and desperate Googling, trying to retrieve my unsaved document. The irony of that moment, having sat down to write this talk about wisdom and strength in silence, I promptly forgot all about that. And in my frustration and anger, I said plenty of things that I shouldn't have said. John said no comment. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has times like these, where in anger and annoyance and frustration we might speak in unhelpful and sometimes hurtful ways. But God has wisdom for us in such circumstances, and you'll see on the screen now a verse from Proverbs, which is our focus for today. I want to remind you quickly now about Ellie's lovely postcards. This is one of the one for today's verse. Last week's wasn't ready for you last week, so it is out there on the desk now. So make sure you add to your collection, pick up both of them. Okay. So can we please just read this text together? A person who talks too much gets into trouble. A wise person learns to be quiet. Proverbs 10:19. Okay. Can I please have somebody helpful up here to join me? Annabelle, thank you. Okay, Annabelle, would you do something for me? You're going to need to put that down. You'll need your hands free. Do you want to put it? Yeah. Okay. Annabelle, can you please squeeze out the toothpaste onto this plate? Go for it. Squeeze, keep squeezing. Good, keep going. How much you can get out? Lovely, what a mess. Okay. Lovely. One more big squeeze and we'll stop. Wonderful, thank you, Annabelle. Now, stay there, Annabelle. Can you now please put that back in the tube? No? You don't think you can put it back? Why is that, Annabelle?
Because it's all messy.
It won't go back in the tube, will it? No, it won't. Thank you, Annabelle. Good girl. Give her a clap. Well done. So it can't be done. We can't get the toothpaste back in the tube. And it's exactly the same with our words. Once we speak them, we can't unsay them. So God's wisdom is sometimes for us to stay silent. Anna and John are now going to come up and get us to practice that memory verse together. Okay.
Okay. So we're all going to say this together, are we? It's going to gradually disappear. Kids, want to hear you all nice and loud as well? Okay. A person who talks too much gets into trouble. A wise person learns to be quiet. And it did have the verse on it, but it's a bit cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Can anyone remember that? Proverbs, it's on your thing. 10, 19. 19. There we go. Right. You shouldn't be reading off your cards, though. That's cheating. Okay. We've lost a bit. So you can get a clue from the pictures. A person who talks too much gets into trouble. A wise person learns to be quiet. Okay, it's 10 verse 19. There we go. Right. Oh, we lost another bit. A person who talks too much gets
into trouble. A person gets to be quiet.
Okay, let's go again. Right.
A person who talks too much gets into trouble. A wise person learns to be quiet.
Okay, right, all gone. A person
who talks too much gets into trouble. A wise person learns to be quiet. Proverbs 10, verse 19.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so there is strength in silence. We're going to think now of examples in our life when silence is a good, wise choice. So I've got some speech bubbles, and I'd like somebody to come and pick up the first speech bubble for me and come over here with it. Who'd like to do that? Reuben? Bring it over. Okay, hold it up high. Okay, so this is a spiky, empty speech bubble. All our speech bubbles are empty because they are about remaining silent, but it's kind of an active thing, just like speaking. It's something you choose to do. So this speech bubble represents staying silent in times when we feel overwhelmed with emotion or anger or frustration. So on the back of your speech bubble is a word. Can you read that? Self-control. Okay, Mark, you've got a reading for us about that one, please. Thanks, Matt.
James chapter 1, verse 19 says, always be more willing to listen than to speak. Keep control of your anger.
Thank you. So just like in my story earlier, our words are affected by our emotions. It's likely that when we are angry or overwhelmed with emotions, we won't speak with wisdom. We will probably regret what we say. Keeping quiet at those times is exercising self-control. That's a difficult thing, but a very clear example of strength in silence. So over there, we've got a picture building up. There's our first example, an angry figure not speaking. Okay, strength in silence. Can I have the next speech bubble? Would you like to come up with it? That's it. Okay, and on the back of yours is something written. Okay, so there are no words. Sounds a bit cliche, but at times there are no words. In our culture, we almost fear silence, especially when we are with others. We feel the urge to fill silence. Do we need to recognize when words are inadequate? I wonder if we sometimes talk too much, seeking to fix, rationalize, comfort, reassure, but maybe what we should do is just be silent. So would you go over there? We're going to stick that with the next picture, which is somebody who's upset being comforted. And that comfort is just by being silently with them. Thank you, Lucas. And we've got a third speech bubble. Who'd like to pick that one up for us? Tabitha? Thank you. What does it say on the back of your speech bubble? Silence can speak volumes. Thanks, Tabitha. So I've got another reading here, which is with Daniel. Can you come up, please, Daniel?
Don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking.
Great. So Romans 12, verse 2, don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. So I wonder if you've ever been in a group of people, maybe at work or at school or any situation, where the conversation turns to something inappropriate. Maybe they're making rude jokes, maybe they're gossiping. The temptation, understandably, can be to join in so that we fit in. But we're not to change ourselves to be like others. Instead, God, as God's children, we need to be different and show new ways of thinking. That can be by simply refraining from joining in with certain conversations. We may think that simply staying silent isn't enough, that we ought to speak up for truth, justice, righteousness, but sometimes simply by being silent, we can speak volumes. People notice if you're the one not gossiping. People notice if you don't join in. It shows strength, and silence in this situation can be a powerful protest in standing up for what's right. So there's our pictures over there. We've got those three examples. If anyone wants to add to that picture, add your own examples up. You can go up and there's a masking tape on the table for you to put some more on there. So please feel free to do that. I want us to now quickly. None of those are mine. I've got a whole other bunch of readings, but we can probably manage without. I'll manage without. Oh, it's okay. Muriel, would you please come up? You've got something to read. In Muriel's reading, we hear an example of Jesus's silence. And actually, if we think about Jesus, he is the ultimate example of showing strength in silence. So if we listen to Muriel's passage now.
This comes from 1 Peter 2, verses 21 to 23. This is what you were chosen to do. Christ gave you an example to follow. He suffered for you. So you should do the same as he did. He never sinned and he never told a lie. People insulted him, but he did not insult them back. He suffered, but he did not threaten anyone. No, he let God take care of him. God is the one who judges rightly.
Thank you. In that reading, we clearly hear that Jesus's silence was a deliberate act of refraining from speech. He didn't join in. He didn't insult back. He didn't defend himself. He showed strength. He showed trust in God, that God's justice would prevail. In a moment, Sim will be coming up to help us. Sim will be coming up in a moment to help us with a time of silence to reflect and respond this morning. Before he comes up, though, there's one quick element that I just wanted to discuss about this idea of a wise person being quiet. It's something that I found really challenging recently. With my discipleship group, I recently did the prayer course, which is with Pete Gregg, and it's a brilliant course. If you haven't done it, it's all online. You can find it all there. There's brilliant videos to discuss and learn about prayer together. And in that course, there is a session which focuses on contemplative prayer, which is basically being quiet with God. Not speaking, not asking him for things, but just being with God. And there is so much in the Bible that talks about being quiet in God's presence so that we can experience a deeper connection with him. So we've got a few readings now that focus on that. Laura, Anna, and Kath are going to come up with some verses about being quiet. Thank you.
Psalm 62, verses 1 to 2. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken.
Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God.
Isaiah 40, 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Thank you. Brilliant. So we're going to have a go now with Sim at being like those wise people who learn to be quiet.